Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Lamed Ches and Masechtas Be'ah. Some of the topics we learn about today include a continuation of the discussion of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, and how that relates to the laws of Tchuman Shabbos and Yom Tov. A discussion of the laws of Bitl Beroiv and its various halachic ramifications related to the laws of Isser and Mammon, monetary laws, and how this relates to the laws of Tchum for a jointly owned item on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we learn about include Tchumen. A person on Shabbos or Yom Tov is only allowed to walk a distance of 2,000 amos, which is between 960 and 1,152 meters, or 3,147 and 3,774 feet, depending upon differing halachic opinions, outside the city limits, or from his encampment if he is not in the city. If one wants to walk beyond that distance on Shabbos or Yom Tov, they must make an Eruvah Tchumen by placing 2 meals worth of food slightly less than 2,000 amos from his present location. In this manner, the person can walk an additional 2,000 amos past the Eruv. Breira. Breira is the concept of making something contingent upon events that have not yet taken place. For example, making a sale conditional on something that will happen only tomorrow. It has a machlokes in the Gemara and Halacha as well, if Yesh Breira, which would retroactively validate such a conditional action, or Ein Breira, and such an action would be rendered invalid. Moshe Shapokamrit, an expression used to show astonishment at another statement. Moshe is a title of covet, as if to say, you're as great as Moshe Rabbeinu in Adar. How then could you make such a statement? Bitl Beroiv, nullification by the majority. If there are two substances mixed together, Torah law allows for the majority to nullify the minority so that the minority is considered as if it is non-existent.